Good evening.
Good
evening. Time being 6:01.
6:01, Matt.
I'd like to call the meeting of the Planning and Development
Committee.
Quite a bit of agenda tonight. What we'll do, we always do. To adopt the agenda, please, moved by Mayor Bell. Questions or comments? Thank you. We have Michelle and
Samantha O'Hallo may do it.
This time of year we're starting to review land permits and survey stuff. This time of year we start to deal with these issues. So, number one, there's no minutes. Number two, any declaration of interest? No declarations. Number three, delegations. Kevin Aquino, Emma Francis Aquino,
and Francis Aquino
at 760 Queen Elizabeth.
I welcome
you to the front. I'd like to
that
you use interpreters, so you might want to slow down
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I would like to thank Council for allowing us to speak this evening regarding our company, Higher Experience. My name is Francis Ikeno, and I'm the owner of Higher Experience. Joining me is Kevin Ikeno, who will oversee our local operations of the company. Kevin has lived in Calgary since 2013. We have received a business license from the city of Iqaluit to operate at building 760. Recently, it came to our attention that in November of last year, a new general plan for the city was passed. However, it was only uploaded to the city website last week on May 11th. The new general plan contains restrictions surrounding the operation of a cannabis establishment. Though we have only a few days to study the new general plan, we can see our company shares many of the same values and vision that is outlined in the general plan for Iqaluit. This is echoed in the cannabis regulations, with their initial purpose being to eliminate the illicit or black market, which has been prevalent in our communities. It is our opinion that current legal channels for cannabis have not significantly impacted black market sales, and we believe that we are positioned to assist in achieving this goal. We have looked at the possibility of opening in a few different locations within Iqaluit, but have had substantial challenges with the other locations, unfortunately. 760 is the best location currently available. It is in a B1 location, which is a requirement in the new general plan. The other requirements are that we would need to obtain a development permit and receive a zoning bylaw amendment for that location as well. We would like to address the concern that the planning committee staff have expressed and relayed to us. We are aware of the wellness hub that has been approved for the adjacent lot. The plan facilities at the hub are absolutely needed in Iqaluit and across Nunavut. Kevin was at the Planning and Development Committee meeting where Dr. Healy was requesting the zoning of that space and spoke to her following the meeting and verbally expressed his support and encouragement on Dr. Healy's project. It is not our intention to interfere with that project. We proposed that we would relocate before the wellness hub opens. We have reached out to Dr. Healy to inquire a better timeline regarding the development and projected opening date of the wellness hub. Which is easily accessible to the people that live in our community, as well as those who visit it. We want to be able to educate people on the features and benefits of cannabis, as well as possible negative effects of irresponsible consumption. For many people, cannabis is part of a holistic wellness regime, including other lifestyle improvements like exercise, a good diet, and counseling. Which can help them deal with heal from past trauma. A quick Google search will lead you to a variety of scientific papers showing that responsible consumption of cannabis as a part of a lifestyle improvement plan can lead to reducing experiences of depression, suicidal tendencies. We've included in our business model a plan to support the implementation of addictions treatment and mental wellness in Iqaluit. We appreciate Council's time.
Kamagene ame gatego nota pija sane de gutta katuma de khosa
kanuna oh tema kuya na mik kshawta kutta kagin na makaduna yatu nang naponga you mentioned that the other store
oha kauga be ne be aipanga
federal road with only one store,
you mentioned,
which I heard loudly, is that you said that it didn't make any real big difference in the black market.
And
I'm just wondering how you to that conclusion.
Thank you.
I've got your name, Candice, or...
Can I go?
No. Francis?
Francis.
Sorry. Francis, yes.
Go ahead.
That's
did
okay.
You hear the question?
I heard the question. Kevin has done a lot of research on numbers.
Kevin, how do you say mama nasa?
Maybe he would be better off to answer that question, because we did look at the figures. Of, I believe it was the taxes that the government over the past year
Thank you.
Okay.
So essentially what we are looking at is I use the same numbers that the government of Canada used with the Parliamentary Budget Office to be able to calculate based on the population demographic of what the expected sales volume potential would be. And I can go really deep into the numbers if you want me to, but the summary is that the amount of sales that are shown based on what the Nunavut Liquor and Cannabis Commission is reporting as their income from those sales is substantially lower than what it would be if there was a larger portion of the black market sales that had started to come through legal channels. So I don't know if you want me to go specific into the numbers on that, but there's definitely some very detailed math that I've done that shows that the volume is not coming through legal channels still.
Pijamin aktura, isum 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 tak kumar lugu, Will you name it? Did you get the question, either Francis or Kevin?
Sorry, I was just waiting for you to finish. Mr. Chair, could you repeat what you said, please? Sorry, sir.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Kevin. So, Francis, the question was
Francis,
in terms of the benefits versus the risks associated with having a storm
benefit.
Has in the community been in a situation where he can smell it in many different places, and the fact that perhaps maybe people are being exposed to it, and perhaps maybe some of the Inuit are being taken advantage of, that people are
doing now long nikalo mangata
ohagata ma I don't have a translator on your side, so I wasn't sure how do
you how do you make matter sa de mitu sang in nabi mangata e mai daga ta to
mona Francis, do you have a Kevin, response to that
baloni Francis ki gun nakhe tamanna Tana, drugs are being cut for street sale. A lot of the time, they're mixed with different components,
especially from around
the history of
alcohol to dealers.
And when you're ingesting a product,
you really don't have a full understanding of what these components are. I think we can all agree that consuming any toxic chemicals, cleaners,
Salon Marseille, because it's in an alone
ones that are used to dilute drugs.
Daima, or what is our Lutitamakulonga Sokana, no Pesilti Lutitako, Sukoto Gartosu.
The black market,
Daima, Kina Zaleoraswa, or the Harni Tamakuninga, Tamatuminga.
It just, you know, the Harni Loni.
Ila, how do you mangin at the Tamako, Kina Zaleoraswa, Hanu Tuni?
Which I would have a problem with as a mother.
Just having people
access
to products
is very damaging. Looking for a escape, and it is, it's an escape. CBD is higher. A lot of people don't understand the educational side a lot of people that look to take advantage of this kind of market because people's needs, people that are searching for something in life, and our world is just, it's recreational. And it's the same as alcohol. They use it on weekends, periodically. It's more control. One where it seems to be much more prevalent, absolutely, for a lot of that was the education. It was the first time.
Mayor Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I
don't really have anything to say other than I do have some concerns with the proposal. You've addressed one of them.
First of all, there are heavy, heavy restrictions and regulations regarding this is provincial level. where we can put the name of our store inside and nothing else. There's to be absolutely no visible product. Nothing visible in the store. I think if anybody has some familiarity with the South, there is a full understanding that you know what the shop is, especially as an adult, but minors are not to have any access, and you can't even see inside the stores.
Okay.
It's very strict in the simple fact to
protect
minors. We plan on having heavy security cameras, visually, to ensure that there are no youths or juveniles, not only entering place of business, but the other thing too is when somebody makes a purchase, they won't be stepping outside the store and lighting up. That's one thing that we will have signage in the store in that.
Simply because it detracts
from what being ready is really about. Trying to offer a product the same as alcohol. People don't walk into the liquor, beer, wine store. The minute they walk out, of course, they put the bottle to their mouth. It's also illegal. So we will have the same expectations. It should simply be a place where people come in, make their purchase, and leave. And that can be said about a lot of retail.
So I think it's not
the type of place where you're going to come in and spend 3 hours shopping and browsing. The impact is minimized. And people come in, make a purchase, they're coming in, and then hopefully their consumption, which we will encourage, will be in a safe spot that is meant for mature adult
What is going on inside the store, what are the regulations and rules that the organization
has. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? I know things will happen. Like during Christmas
Tama kuninga nunalimmeone taimai pamatili jaku palisiko loikana jaratau charlotte patrons to go tama ko angi katsa hatakhulugi imialu chimazu balone sokkasimazu taima kinaza khartit chigutau patamanne atute kharazak miso
I'm sure you're going to come up with some
Mayor Bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The taxi voucher thing, which made from when the cannabis became legal. Standard for alcohol now, 50 total. So there is a big
I think we can move along.
Kevin
and Francis will be dealing.
Kevin and Francis, tamana ukhasa gani ato ina tabo nota pija sa dakota saiping ane.
More than welcome.
Tamane ito ina kumagutsi tunga sa ito ina kusik.
Number 4, deferred business and table.
Kung ane kung wala sa mga pitakang ito.
Moving on to new business.
Nota pija sa.
Number 5, A, request
for
building disposal.
Tahana bantlo building illumine khidla tunu elaga yaula auto. Sakku yauge hamat.
940 plant 96 core area.
Tutchagautile hoje jutil. Tutchagautile hoje ne amma malegale gene. Tan napillo go. Tahana ukhausaga yabo. Illumine tukhalo khidla tunu pitukhalo lakto tamna ne tukhalo lakto.
So as part of the 2022 capital plan, given the cost of remediating the site it's proposed that the land be disposed of at dispose of it in this way.
Sakuya
based on market value was completed.
How does that
assessment will be available to interested
Any questions or comments? If not,
really.
Nata Atigo.
Nata Ati.
Amy?
Yes, I believe this is the building that you're referring to. The environmental site assessment revealed contamination on that site. Contamination within the building materials itself that would need to be disposed of appropriately. But this building can be this building and site can be
remediated
as a brownfield.
Okay. Any other questions or comments to the motion?
All
right. Ready to vote? We go back to proposed cannabis law.
Samantha,
to give us a briefing on
thank you, Mr. Chair. As discussed during the delegation, the city has received a notice from the Minister of Finance of a community consultation for the opening of a cannabis store at 760 Queen Elizabeth Way. The notice is intended to provide background and regulatory information on the proposal and gather any comments to formulate part of the response to the consultation on behalf of the city. There are a couple points that I just want to clarify. A development permit has been issued for they have requested a land use permit for the materials. So that project is moving forward and does plan to start construction. There is no guideline in the general plan certainly not applied universally to all setbacks from residential and institutional. That determination is left to council. The 200-meter setback from the school is not appropriate is due to the fact that it's along the sideline. It's located along a main street and a well-traveled street from the school's yard. temporary development permit policies in the zoning bylaw that do allow uses on a temporary basis
in areas that are not accessible.
However, the general plan takes precedence, and the general plan is clear that
the general plan is approved by a zoning bylaw amendment.
That would permit this use in that location. So it would be either proceed with the rezoning or don't proceed in that location.
Samantha.
My understanding is that it's just a memo. Otherwise, any questions
will come.
I'll discuss some of the items at the beginning. To make sure everyone's on the same page about the process would be should council proceed to at least examine it. If council wanted to go to public consultation, that would require a first reading of the amendment, which would be a public consultation. We wouldn't have to stop in any other way before that, correct?
Let's just be clear about consultation versus the public hearing. So the public hearing is the word, as part of the zoning bylaw amendment process. The consultation is what the GM is going to do right now, and that's also part of the process.
And just help me out under, I know it's not far enough, but what is the requirement for notice? What's the distance from the proposal question for notice of the development permit?
Samantha, do you have an answer for that?
Samantha, tana ke urna kiu.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The requirement for notice for a public hearing is, I believe, 150 meters from the lot lines.
Kyle? Okay. As far as I can see, right? This is just a strictly memo that the committee wishes to deal with otherwise.
Mayor Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I think we should go for public hearing. Honest to God, this is across the street from the school. A liquor establishment that sells liquor. And directly across from a daycare.
We're 200 meters close to a drug lord that lives close to us.
sorry, the community wellness hub has development permit, but
permit how to sana jaula to town na ne.
So that could still be some time.
Dana sana yo tau ke jaru sang me mama nakku. Sana jaula
to need to do a public hearing.
Samantha?
First, a zoning bylaw amendment application would have to be made. It would have to go to committee. It could go on the next committee agenda. And then after that, there would be the first reading at the next council meeting. And then a public hearing could be scheduled. Then there would have to be the second reading, and the zoning bylaw would have to be signed by the minister. Before
6 months at the most.
There's a range of how long we have had a zoning permit in approximately 4 months.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So
I would support that. I know 4 months is probably a long time, and we could probably just want to point out, too, I'm sitting here, that weed is already sold outside North Mart. Outside North Mart. Illegal cannabis stores are already at a disadvantage because they're not allowed to
show
the product. The Canadian government the packaging requirements
Okay, I think the general consensus is that will ask for
Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Apa kau tu cakap tu hangi pakai tu segar lu tak?
And Samantha, please.
Amala Samantha.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The applicant is proposing to develop a duplex on lot 28. This site plan is included in attachment 2. A variance is required to reduce the minimum allowable lot frontage for a duplex from 18 meters to 18 meters. The proposed development otherwise meets all provisions of the zoning bylaw, including minimum lot area. The reduced lot frontage is a result of the lot's irregular shape and location on the curved road. The options are to approve DP 2211, refer the application back to staff, or refuse the application. The approval would be prevented for the development of a duplex without the variance from the single duplex would be permitted. Construction timelines were extended for Domi Court. However, the applicant was moved forward with piling this summer and therefore required they do not intend to occupy the building prior to the completion of the sewer upgrade. An interim storage tank will be required if they wish to proceed with occupation prior to those upgrades, and that will be a condition of approval. Just
for your information, Francis,
Kevin
have left the building.
Kevin,
if you wish to stay, you are more than welcome, but if you want to leave, you are also...
Thank you, Ichiba.
Kevin.
I think you probably all know what I'm going to say, but this is another one of those
Stevenson
preferred
Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we wouldn't be looking at subdividing this lot in future.
Sibuni Chamitema, Sana Vioca, Sana Zohagazak, but Tema Akinga,
just to acquire the lots, first of all.
Nuna Hotilatiluta, Aki to the Palo, man.
Almost for single family homes at this point in time.
Namina Haromazono, Ubalo, Atouting it to Nilo Haromazono, Tana Akiko, Akitogazama, Tema, Nero Razartung, Ali, Kazartor, Lugutamana, or House of Chair, Pacotte Chaloni.
Mayor Bell.
Mayor Bell.
Thank you,
Miss Chad. Hasn't a meet about Tama Pigger Pigger Titsung Kisani, Ikazor to Rasi, to Mizum Tamana. Sana viu gazak padle hanu gingi tara kisi ani atok tau gazak tilo gasi ngino sana khuze gazang ngi mizong ape kutu chay khas chay lo ne pigi ape chigo tau zomo ate maze khosa.
Mona igazu atau sak two floors ko matemen na atau sak ko igazak ngi kisi ani kolege isune itan tukis temen na tukis tia ko ko. Atau siu yang suri iglok zah, leman kau yang nama iglok zah.
Samantha.
Samantha.
Thank you. Yes, it's one building with one unit on the ground floor and one unit in the floor above.
Holeri me atau tinito.
Ready to move.
Nego ako na si Vita. Namasok to isala ako mali.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Opposed. Moving along.
Kasi gaklota.
5D.
5D.
Request for.
Pisa chaleo. Application.
Number SK 2204.
Sinamitu chakao tinasa to SK 22001. Dana no na kote 166. Pang nao 3896. Piso wa binmi tan Candice unika tonera se va tama to menga to sa kishina tama to mencha
to na me chiba uta tan na to chiba divide lot 166 to create two separate parcels. Each parcel would contain one of the existing semi-detached dwelling units as seen on the survey sketch plan and attachment.
Kabani titak titak sa mga detay mailing at logo check out the details.
Refer the application back to staff for further analysis or refuse the application. And the outcome that the survey will allow to be submitted to be held separately. And so staff are recommending that the Planning and Development Committee approve the survey sketch to subdivide lot 166 into two separate parcels.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Candice.
The reason for the application is so that each of those units can be held separately. That's the
information.
Stevenson.
Thank you, Itibauta.
Illuminate Vetcha Hall and Akitunikunga Nutema, New Bangalum Nangimatena, Illu Amisunutakina, the New Bangalum Halaki Logo Abanga, Akani, Tabanilone, Akagome, Angela Simagata, New Vetcha Homazon, Takula, Avitichil of Titan, Chiming, Anuna Hotigazami.
What would become to? So that they can find people who go buy half. I will say that this is another example of the lots that we made big on purpose, and especially the lots in this area were that they were small.
Real specific purpose. Nun nach Hotelio Razar Megatta, Quaimiko, Illohartizun, Pizuta, but to Tamana, Achigum nach Hattan in Natigo, Tamana, Kamaga Hattalakta Zaralo.
If they're playing the game, we should play the game too.
So, the Tamataminga, Pingwa, but a Pingwa has a big Hamas ago, up at the chair horse, Chailoni.
The land use permits are primarily located in the North Bay and are used for granular processing and stockpiling and material storage. There is some explosive storage in the North 40. These land use permits generate an annual rental fee of
$278,500.
There are also land use permits in the trail area for explosive storage. These land permits generate an annual rental fee of
$22,500.
Those two are generally the ones that are renewed annually. There are a couple of other additional land use permits that are more one-time things to address certain temporary land use needs.
Thank you. Questions or comments?
Thank you, Ichivokta.
I'd like
to first off commend planning for having done this. This is
Day mailing at Lugo, Mana,
to check out the girls.
Amisolo at Lugo, Nalula Hattazugata, Naina Simatil Logotana, Akauna Sao, Simaman,
Hosanami,
Hosanami, Toma, Day mailing at Lugotaco, Atok Tuana Mongazumi, Himikovita, Dakoninga.
Are they all here, or is this?
Ilo na titabani pa ubalutako ameso na sawa tabani to mana. Pero pisa chale ko kitinyo tuwa
mazo. These are all the ones that are up for renewal. There
are no tausa kaya mo tuwa mazo.
That were approved on a 16-month basis a little while ago. The ones that we received applications for outside of our regular June 30th, July 1st window.
I just want to say that. Land use permit application LUP.
No,
Second, moved by Mayor Bell.
Mayor Bell, big after Jesus.
Seconded by Councillor Corsa.
I feel me. Catabella Corsa, Agda.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
I could tell how to say it.
Councillor Stevens.
Catamilla Stevenson.
Thank you, Ichivota.
Who's in the bay? Ichivota.
Obviously, in the core, especially lay down
important,
necessary to build it. You have to have
it's really far
from the construction site.
Amy.
The applicant did propose the Butler building. Given that the Butler building is leaseholders in the area, perhaps. Otherwise, there might need to be early morning.
How do you get a hot tower?
I think it should be a Butler building.
The
Catholic Church was actually the Pentecostal Church in my mind. Thank you, Tibo.
Stevenson, who then I
made. I think that we could probably work something out where we put it work around that we could come up with. I feel like it seems more logical.
I don't know.
Okay, so if that were to be the case, and your council preferred to use the site for laydown, defer the call for proposal.
But the building in and out.
Baden was successful on this site. When they start the remediation work.
Company that will say, hey, you know, we may use
this area for lay down, and those two organizations could come to an arrangement on their own without.
I wouldn't say specifically it needs to be the Butler building, but try to source a location.
We're dealing with 5F.
5F, done.
Councillor Stevenson.
Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you. It's about I don't know if this is, well, it's sort of out of curiosity, I guess, but there is another lay down just around the corner there. Big Rack site.
Big Rack.
This year or not.
The
application is for parking area.
Of
course, the planners could suggest
Comments or questions to the motion?
I agree in a sense. I realize it's going to be another month before we have a meeting like this again. For us to sit here and negotiate what reasonable time limits or safety requirements I don't know if that's feasible. Those recommendations forward to us. An extremely long evening that we don't actually go anywhere. We might not come to consensus. Or make the decision. Professionally prepared beforehand. So I would recommend we withdraw the motion and bring it down.
Amy.
I mean, technically, you can bring it to council.
And you know,
have to have some discussion and have the planners
available.
Mayor Bell.
Mayor Bell.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay.
Are
you good with that?
Thank
you, Councillor.
So, your withdraw the motion and. What are you suggesting?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd suggest that administration initially contact the proponents. Quickly provide some application can be safely incorporate that into the special conditions, and then bring it back to full.
Okay, thank you. Understandable. Usually we have to refer the item back to staff for further analysis.
We will
refer this matter back to the staff. Thank you. Moving along. Moving along, number G. Request for decision. Number
LUP 22004.
Thank you. The applicant is seeking to renew their land use permit for stockpiling and a non-operational concrete plant in the North Korea, as shown in attachment one. Intends to develop a waste transfer station and public works on the B1 parcel and does not intend to renew the land use permit for that specific area next year. The options are to approve the application for staff review or refuse the land use permit 22-004 and set the land rental fee at
7.5%.
Mayor Bell. Questions or comments? This is a pretty straightforward. All those in favor? You guys are sleeping now. Moving along.
H.
Request for addition land use permit. Approval of land use permit application of lot 1.
Samantha.
Thank you.
Incorporated
Nuno excavating, Samantha.
Thank you.
Sorry. Moved by Mayor Bell.
Mayor Bell, big after Tanga.
Moved by Mayor Bell, seconded by Councillor Shepherd.
I pay you, Katamaja Shepherd, I could have had to check.
If not ready to vote,
Nigwar let Namasato.
You can make all in favor.
I don't know Nigwato.
Number K.
K.
Same.
Adjito Nanga.
J. Request for addition.
Tabati Kurtuchato, Tamatawata, whom I own a port in Nunami Ilangani.
Approval of land use permit application, portion of lot 1, group 10, 84 North 40, applicant power audit.
Tabati Kurtuchato, Kayo, Pigato, Tangape, you may your bell.
Questions or comments?
Apicoto, how to Chalone, Pitahan, Namasato, is hardly
all in favor. Thank you.
Namasato for Janame.
K, request for addition.
K.
Commissioner Land Use Permit.
Commissioner Nunanganato, Manamoto Chirauti.
Approval of Land Use Permit.
2009, Nunahotiwan, Ilangane. He kept an assanage.
84.
Tuchirasa Major.
North 40 applicant.
On the port, Nunangata Ilangane.
Corporation. And moved by Mayor.
Big after Chijo.
Councillor Shepherd.
Katamaja Shepherd.
Seconded by Mayor Bell.
I pay Luna Mayor Bell.
Any questions or comments?
I beg to how to say Luna Pitahanga Pana Wallet.
In favor?
Namasato.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thank you.
Kuyaname. Kazushilauta.
So far, so good.
Piyo.
Number L.
L.
Request for addition.
Samantha.
Thank you. The applicant is seeking to renew their land use permit for 5 explosive storage containers at the old
Prairie Trail Area gravel pit, as shown in
the options are to approve the application, refer it back to staff so that you can refuse the application. Staff recommend that planning development committee reapprove the land use permit for 22,000 users at the land rental fee at
7.5%. 7.5% is the amount.
Councillor Shepherd.
Big after to your Katamaja Shepherd. I pay your Katamaja Hosa.
Questions or comments?
Apicote is Malo. Apicote is how to say your name. Apicote.
Not ready to vote.
Never late.
Those in favor.
Namasato is our late.
2, 3, 4, 5. All in favor.
Dale my Namasato. Thank you.
Number 8.
Ilunate Namasato Hoyaname.
City Land Use Permit Application Number OUP 22.
No, no, Pavia, no, no, no,
permit application. I'm sure the mayor is in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all in favor.
Namasato, Taliman, Atause.
Mayor Bell, we need. We need you.
We need your vote.
Yay or nay? Yes, all in favor?
Namasato.
Moving along, entitled Municipal Land Trail Area, applicant Nunavut Excavating,
Tai jos mangita hamla kun on hatingin nuna gommi katima ze shepherd pigarte chizo ai pedro khosa apekot che o khosa che loni ne gola mata nama sahto ne gala mele isalo se
6
nama sahto
and that concludes
tane taga eso amana katima chutit ne khosen ne qagame se samanta
Thank you.
Have a good day.